You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. You know, I've seen a lot of films and television shows take on psychedelic drugs, and pretty much always in the same way.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you? I think he's on drugs.
You know, nice.
I'm talking about.
Good job.
We've seen the same thing many, many times. And you're also going to see that, for sure, in Have a Good Trip, Adventures in Psychedelics, Netflix's new documentary, sort of comedy documentary about psychedelic drugs. But in a very much more self-aware way, making fun of that's the only way anyone ever discusses psychedelic drugs. But my fellow adventurers on this mind voyage today are Jenna.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? What's up, man?
I'm good, man. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm just coasting, man. You know what I mean, man?
It's all good with Max.
Hey, guys. I'm Paul Scheer in Amsterdam.
No, I'm falling into the gap between your teeth. And lastly, we have Harmony.
Oh, no title this time. Lady Harmony, yes.
You are always going to be Lady Harmony.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah, this is an interesting little thing for Netflix to put out. It's apparently kind of a... It's not the sort of thing that somebody said, hey, you know what we should do? We should try and get somebody to make a documentary about psychedelic drugs or make it a comedy. Nobody at Netflix had that conversation.
No.
What happened instead is director, producer, writer Donna Carey, who has had a sizable history in the business, winning Emmys, started off writing for Late Night with David Letterman for like 10 years. He was the guy in the bear suit, by the way, if you ever watched that show in the early days. Was the co-executive producer of The Simpsons, did a whole bunch of other shows in the same capacity, created the show Little Bush, and is apparently a sizable fan of the band Yola Tengo, who not only directed multiple videos for, but in fact made the exclusive band in the soundtrack for this particular show. Never really thought about them really as a neo-psychedelic band, but I guess maybe. The subplot as it is, you know, you would look at it in the trailer and think, oh, it's hosted by Nick Offerman. It's not really. Yeah. He's just one of like 100 celebrities that are in this thing. They kind of give him an interstitial bit as a scientist. But yeah, it's a collection of celebrities being interviewed with interstitial Peter Max-ish type animations, and celebrities telling stories about their trips, about their good trips, about their bad trips. But I would say that the main thing that differentiates this from other things like it is that this is not a history of psychedelic drugs. Mm-hmm. This doesn't even tell the story of the guy riding his bicycle home from his laboratory after he accidentally heavily dosed himself with LSD without realizing it.
Which is a true story.
It doesn't tell the Dr. Albert Hoffman story. It's not interested in any of that. It's kind of a primer for what they should have called it. So you've decided to take psychedelic drugs. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I have indeed taken my share. If anyone else feels comfortable sharing that information, please do. Oh, yeah. You're in a safe space.
If we were all together, we'd be holding hands, but probably not, because that's not allowed right now. So.
Yeah, I've done acid probably like 4 or 5 times. I actually took it last year. It was the most recent time, last May, and it caused me to quit smoking, so that was useful.
Wow.
Yeah, that is one of the things that with psychedelic drugs, they're only now starting to get into studying, is like things that psychological effects, like dealing with PTSD, getting people to quit things they're addicted to. It has been found to be extremely efficacious. The problem is that it's not a science, it's an art, you know,
right,
of trying to get somebody to have the right type of trip to get the kind of efficacious effects you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it was interesting because they were talking about, like, yeah, if you're going in to, like, change your life, you'll have a meaningful experience. If you're going to just to get fucked up, you'll get fucked up. It's like, it's totally your headspace. Like, when I was in college, like, yeah, we just did it to get fucked up, and it was fun and everything. And then when I did it, as a much older adult, yeah, like, it caused me to quit smoking and like realize things about life, I guess.
That's very
good. There's many different types of adventures you can have on psychedelic drugs, and I highly recommend nobody ever goes into it without doing a lot of research and soul searching of whether or not this is really what they want to do, because it is 12 hours of what could be either one of the most fun and enlightening experiences of your life that will change it for the better, or it can be a hellish nightmare that you feel like will never end.
Luckily I've never had those negative experiences, but I never like did it for a higher purpose. I literally just wanted to escape realism. But I love acid. I think acid is amazing. Didn't know it was an antidepressant till now. It makes a lot of sense because it definitely like helped mellow out my moods. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely for everybody, but this documentary, I mean, I liked, this is Hulu, but Hulu has a
show. No, it's Netflix.
Netflix.
No, no, I know, but the show that I'm thinking about, it's called Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia.
Oh.
It's on Hulu. And it's kind of like, I was thinking maybe it would be like that, where it's comedic and educational.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just totally entertainment. Yeah. And I enjoyed it a lot because I was just like, listen, Midnight Gospel, I just got off of that. So that was pretty cool. Mm. So it's nice to see something that kind of tackles the same subject. I was just a little disappointed though, because all they did was talk about LSD. I thought they would go into like DMT and all the things that I've always wanted to try. But they didn't.
Well, like I said, this is more of a, like, it's not trying to be a history piece. It's not barely even trying to be, it's not trying to be educational on any level, except here's some advice for you if you've decided that you're going to take psychedelic drugs.
In a mirror. Don't look in a mirror.
You don't look in the mirror. Until later, they're like, no, look in the mirror. I'm on the don't look in the mirror side, for sure. Yeah. I've been trapped in front of a mirror for like 4 hours.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And it had a very entertaining, like, interstitial section of, like, the don't take acid, like, the after school special. That was pretty
amazing. That was amazing. I love the after school special. I love Adam Scott and whatever he's in, but, you know, that was a high point, seeing him keep coming in and just being the worst after school special. I kept looking forward to those parts. And it really is just a bunch of bits kind of strung together. But
yeah. They weren't too far off from the actual type of anti-drug stuff they were putting on the air in the 80s that was just so, by today's standards, you're like, that's so incredibly dumb. Who would believe that?
Yes.
Like, they really think we're that stupid. And the truth is, they really did think that we were that stupid, and we were that stupid.
Yeah.
Society ate it up.
I have my DARE pledge somewhere. I don't know. That they kind of kick you in the gut in the very beginning with showing clips of people who have passed already. And I was like, oh, let's get this out of the way. Yes, good idea.
You got Carrie Fisher and Anthony Bourdain, which says, wow, they must have filmed this a while ago.
For a long time.
And then Fred Willard just passed away, and he's in this. This is one of the last things he did.
Oh, my God.
In fact, the director put out, I think on his Twitter, some behind-the-scenes stuff with Fred recently, just like, I think earlier today or late yesterday, just kind of like, hey, this was us with him. We think we really would have liked this.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of famous people in this thing altogether. Like, it kept surprising me, the people that they got to come on and admit, yeah, I like taking psychedelic drugs. I mean, the one I could have done without is Deepak Chopra, because as far as I'm concerned, that guy is just a huge scammer taking advantage of people who want to believe in alternative medicine when maybe there is such a thing, but it's probably not at the prices he's selling it.
That's probably true.
I mean, the guy has openly said things like, what skeptic has ever done anything to help science? And you're like, almost every scientist.
Listen, him and Oprah have gotten me through some tough months, so if you want some free guided meditations that are awesome, that's all I know him for, was the guided meditations. I didn't know he was like, I was just excited to hear his voice because he always sounds like he's high off of something, so
he probably is.
But, you know, as they say, every great lie has grains of truth in it.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, and the...
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I don't like Deepak Chopra. I think he's a big con artist who's trying to make money off people. But that's just, different opinions.
That's probably true.
Well, now I won't listen to him anymore. Thanks.
He's the Dr. Oz of Eastern alternative medicine.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent to him.
Yeah, I just, he doesn't cross my path very often, so yeah. I don't even have to think about him. But there's lots of, like, comedians in here. You've got Matt Besser, Lewis Black, Anthony Bourdain, Rob Corddry, David Cross, Donovan, Maya Erskine, Shepard Fairey, Carrie Fisher, Will Forte, Ron Funches, Robert Ben-Gurant, God, let's see, who am I missing here? Kathleen Hanna. Hold on, I'm trying to...
Sarah Silverman already?
Sarah Silverman is in this. Thomas Lennon, yes. Ricky Lindholm, Natasha Lyonne, Mark Maron. God, Mark Maron had a tough week. Judd Nelson, Nick Offerman, Haley Joel Osment, Rosie Perez, Andy Richter. Is it ASAP Rocky? I don't know.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay.
ASAP Rocky. Yeah,
but because it's got a dollar sign, I'm like, is that like a accent
I'm
mark?
Weak.
I don't know.
I'm weak.
It's like
Kesha.
Paul Scheer, Adam Scott, Sarah Silverman, Ben Stiller, Sting, Reggie Watts, Armin Weitzman. That's a sick cast of people that are in this thing, all willing to talk about their experiences. Most of which are talking about it very positively, except for Ben Stiller, who's like, yeah, I did not have a positive experience. And you're like, yeah, no kidding.
No kidding.
You literally are the human embodiment of neuroticism.
Yeah. His dad just
and
died.
Jerry's, yeah, this person. Is like...
Yep, yep, that's true.
Yeah, this is a bad
apparently
week.
It's a curse to be involved with this documentary.
Yeah. This one in Time Warp, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so nice seeing Anthony Bourdain again, though. That was awesome.
It was.
Yeah.
I was really moved to see Anthony Bourdain and Carrie Fisher. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I miss y'all so much.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. And Carrie has some of the best stories here, like her like tripping and decides she's going to go naked, and then this tour bus, it turns out she's right by the tour bus route, and all these Japanese tourists get out and know immediately who she is and start taking pictures. You're like, oh my God. And also, where are those pictures? Sorry. And Sting, who's always been open about his experience with drugs, but him talking about, like, he's tripping balls and his neighbor's like, help, I need your help. My calf is pregnant and my cow's pregnant. The calf is going to die because unless someone comes here and helps me get the calf out. Can you fucking imagine? Jesus Christ.
No.
Here, shove your hands inside this cow and help me get this other cow out of it.
Leave me out of that little house on the prairie shit. I have no desire to ever do anything like that.
Yeah, that's like a nightmare scenario.
While you're high, I think even more so. Like, oh, it's so beautiful. No, 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 it's not.
Yeah, somehow he got a good experience out of it, though, I guess.
I think it helps
you
be
stained. I can see that. I mean, that's the thing about acid or psychedelic drugs, not in general, certainly not DMT, but like with, you know, mushrooms and acid, that sort of thing. A good trip is often one that is very sort of life affirming, you know, and like, look, it's, you know, helping like an animal give birth to a new life. That must have blown the back of his head off. And also made him covered with goo. But, you know, I would have been very upset about being covered in cow goo.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I went one time. I did it, and I watched Tron Legacy. That was pretty crazy.
Wow, why would you do that?
It was awesome.
You're like lost in the screen. I know you were. Your mouth was probably open. Like,
yeah, it was Tron Legacy, and then we watched like I think it was like the last two Harry Potter movies in a row.
Oh
it was,
my
like,
God!
With like the magic wand effects. That was like intense.
Yeah, man. I went first times I did it was like. Yeah, I wanted to do all that. Like, I wanted to watch the crazy movies that I had on hand, and I wanted to go see bands. Like, one of the first times I did it, I was at a Grateful Dead show, because, to be honest, that was, like, one of the only places I knew to get acid. So you'd go to the Grateful Dead show, buy some acid in the parking lot, go see the Dead. And I had that experience everybody says they have when they're tripping and see the Dead, where it's like, whoa, it's like the band is like a heartbeat, and you can see the music is the blood coming out into the audience, which, and we're all part of a giant organism. And afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I still don't really like the Dead that much, but that was a cool experience.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you went strictly to the Dead concert to get acid. All right, good to know.
Well, yeah, all right, so I'm from Virginia, and the Grateful Dead would tour through Virginia a lot. Like, every year, at least somewhere between 10 and 15 times, they would play in Virginia alone, much less Maryland or wherever else, and nearing states. And often we'd travel to those places because there was no cheaper place to get drugs you knew that were going to be real and safe than a Dead show. No place you could go that was going to be safer or cheaper.
No, I just think that's, like, a really... Like, it's sad it's not everywhere. I'm very much, like, less legalized shit, because we need it, especially right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There should totally be, like, the equivalent of a Renaissance festival, except it's, like, a traveling Woodstock, you know, festival.
That would be amazing.
Like, okay, so you can only buy your drugs, like, maybe 10, 15 times a year when it comes to your town. But if you go to the traveling Woodstock festival, then you can go there and legally buy all the pot and acid and what have you that you want.
That sounds amazing.
I thought that's, like, I thought that was what Burning Man was supposed to be. Wasn't it not supposed to be that? Or did that, was it something, like, else? Was that just only for rich white people? I can't keep up with them.
I can't imagine going and dealing with Burning Man with everything I've seen about it. But I mean, yeah. I don't mean to criticize anybody who likes it. I just,
no.
Everything
Michael,
I've heard it described
been,
as sounds
he's been twice.
Not,
so.
Has he? Well, it just sounds like it's not for me. That's all. But I don't think that, like, it's a safe space for buying stuff legally. The only thing I know about that's like that at all is every July 4th, in Washington, D.C., behind the Lincoln Memorial, they're given a small space. Normal is given a space to put on bands or whatever event they want. And for a period of like 8 hours, pot is totally legal in that space. And it's been that way for 30 years.
Wow.
But only during that one time. And if you leave the circle, because there are cops around outside of it, they'll arrest you if you leave with pot on you. But I've been to that a couple times. It was pretty awesome. One time they had a helicopter drop pot on the crowd. It was really badass. Anyway, sorry.
Well,
we got a little off.
I wanted to say this about the documentary is that I actually have, I've done pot, but I've never done acid or anything like that. And it actually has convinced me to, you know, this would be a good idea. I've had friends and family members who have done it and had, you know, great times. And so I think it actually, you know, I was already wanting to do it, but this definitely pushed me towards the outlet. I'm going to go find some.
Yeah, the most important thing is, as they say in here, and like I said, this is actually good for people like Harmony. Like, I'm thinking about it. I want to know more about it. This is a primer for what to keep in mind when you've reached that. Yes, you're going to do it. And here's the things to remember about that. Like, the safe space, for instance. Yeah. Like, yeah, don't go out for your first couple experiences to some big public area with lots of people you don't know. That's a terrible fucking idea.
I feel like the Van Gogh Museum would be amazing.
But that's pro level stuff. Yeah. You want to wait till you've, like, done it several times and you feel very comfortable with what it feels like and your control over it before you try something like that. Yeah. The best place to start with is your own home with your husband there.
Yes.
You know, like, taking care of you and making sure he's okay with that.
Yeah, I never tried to go anywhere on it. It's always just like laying on my couch, like staring at the ceiling, or just like doing stuff for usually. And it didn't last like 12 hours. Usually it lasted like 2 days for me.
Oh my God.
Like, every time I've done it, it was like usually like 2 days, like 30 or 40 hours.
That's
I've had other people tell me that too. I've been fortunate that usually it's about 8 to 12 hours for me.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Maybe I just take too much every time. I don't know.
It could be.
It's usually just like I just don't sleep, and then I got to wait till the next day to sleep.
It is true. If you take more, it will just extend the trip on as one continuous thing. I tripped for 3 days straight once because I just kept taking more with other people.
That.
And it was awesome until I was like, oh, wow, I'm tired.
I feel like the only inaccurate thing about this documentary was like some of like the cartoon animated sections. It's like trees don't like sprout faces and talk to you. It's kind of just like that scene they're showing of that movie with like the ground moving or whatever. And it's kind of like everything just kind of like moves and like looks weird. You know, I never like had any faith like an acorn didn't like sprout legs or anything.
It doesn't like invent new things. It takes things that are already there and warps them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like your imagination can do a lot. Like you can kind of go off your like I don't think she literally saw an acorn talking to her. I think she saw an acorn, it looked weird, and she started imagining the scenario and got really into it.
Yeah, you know? that was just like the cartoonist like just making it up like based on her story.
Sure. Yeah. And it's a very Peter Max-y style, of course, as they always are. Anytime anyone's doing something about psychedelics, it's always got to go Peter Max with the style of animation. And it is cute. It's funny animation. I was shocked this got so many bad reviews. And
oh,
I normally
really?
Don't do this, but I went in and I read almost every review. And weirdly,
the good ones
it got were all from, like, just totally crunchy granola-like type websites. And the bad ones were all from people who clearly were disapproving that this message of, like, drugs are okay
squares.
Being put out at all. Like, and I was like, wow, is there anyone who could get in the middle here? And I guess I count having done as much acid I have as the crunchy granola guy. I don't know, because I really thoroughly enjoyed this. But I know there's only so much we can do without just repeating reading the bits from it. Yeah. But so let's go to final thoughts where we can get some idea of how, to what degree you recommend or don't recommend this movie. Harmony, get us started.
I absolutely recommend this movie. I had a lot of fun. It was a good kind of primer for anybody who's interested in experimenting or whatever, I think. And also I found the cartoons like really charming, and the little reenactments were hilarious to me, and I wasn't high at all during it, so I just had a really good time. Like I said, I really loved seeing Anthony Bourdain and Carrie Fisher, and just to see them again and not, you know, in material I hadn't seen them in before was just really heartwarming to me. I think I will give this. Yeah, I definitely think everybody should see it if they're at all interested, but it kind of depends on, you know, where your interest is with psychedelics. But I'm going to give this, let's do 8 out of 10 tabs that, you know, probably should get from a Grateful Dead concert, apparently.
Yeah, it was even Oxamoxa, just for the record. You know, they name acid. For people who don't know, which if you have sheets of acid, they always have a design. And so that's given like a name. And then just like with weed, certain things like, oh, they become famous. Like, oh, did you get the this type of acid? That stuff's good or whatever. Anyway, there's so much acid lore. I could talk about it for like
hours.
We're
going to have a separate conversation, Chris. So.
instead, let's ask Max, not Peter, Max, or one of our reviewers here, to talk about what he thought.
Yes. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was really worried that they were going to go too much into the history of it, and yeah, I didn't want the history of it because I've already seen so much history. I just really enjoyed seeing all these celebrities talk about their experiences and everything. And it was pretty cool at the end too, like the right at the credits they were like oh, they showed the news thing. It was like, oh, Denver legalized or decriminalized mushrooms. Mm-hmm. It's like Denver decriminalized mushrooms for the first time ever. I remember everybody was talking about that at work like last year when that happened. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't realize other places did that either. I thought we were just like the only one in the nation at this point. It's still, you still can't buy it anywhere, but it's just decriminalized. So that's right. That's useful for people, I guess. But
it's useful not to go to jail.
Yeah.
I believe you can buy the seeds or whatever, a starter kit for mushrooms, but you can't buy the finished mushrooms, and it's super easy to grow them. They're mushrooms, you know?
Yeah. I can see that. That makes sense. Yeah. No, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I would definitely recommend it. I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10 windows jumped through.
Nice. Repeatedly.
Let's go. I can't remember if they quoted Bill Hicks or not in there. I think they did, where he's like, who are these stupid people? Birds take off from the ground.
Right.
You know, if you think you can fly, maybe start with the easy steps.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, also the ending cinematic, like the animated cinematic, that was super trippy for the last like 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh yeah.
That was great.
Jenna, did this launch you into any flashbacks or not?
Unfortunately, I am the one stoner who disagrees with this. I've done a lot of drugs, and have a lot of stories to tell. I didn't dislike this. Like I said, I personally like things that are a little bit more educational. I know that it wasn't the point, but like, I don't know. It was cool to see all the celebrities tell their stories, and you kind of get this idea of seeing folks as humans and having the same type of trips. Definitely. I mean, I like being in groups. Acid is one of the things I love doing in the summertime at a concert, but that's just me. But I like the fact that they do advocate to each its own. Just make sure you're safe, which I think is really the bottom line, because everybody trips in their own way. You know what I mean? And it's not for everybody. And I like the fact that they took a really balanced approach versus just being propaganda for or against. So it was a nice middle ground. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I would recommend it for anyone who's interested in doing it. But I've seen it done better in ways that I like. For me, I mean, it was cool. The animation was a little corny, but yeah, that dare skit is what got me the whole time. Adam Scott, bro. Like, I love that man. And as soon as I saw him in it, I was like, you know what? I'll stay for Adam Scott. So it definitely, there was parts of it that were funny, but overall it just seemed kind of random. Like I said, Hulu has one where it's actually fun. It doesn't talk about the history. It's more like if Drunk History did drugs.
Yeah.
So I like it, but I would give this a rating of, oh man, 6 out of 10 times I did too much Molly at once. Way too much Molly. Yeah. And by the way, if you do take a lot of Molly, please buy a crap ton of Juicy Fruit, guys. You will thank me later.
There's 10 times of that? Oh my God.
Yeah. And also if you have like a mouth guard, like a sort of soft mouth guard, because some people have to use that when they sleep with, I highly recommend wearing that, because you will grind your teeth into powder.
Oh my God.
If you're on too much Molly. Oh
my God. I don't know what I was. I was at a Joey Badass as a rapper concert, and I was just chewing like nobody's business, man. I'm surprised I didn't chew my tongue off. But yeah,
I think that's why the whole thing with the pacifiers from raves
because
people grind their teeth so hard on X, and that would keep you from grinding your teeth.
Mm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly. We've all figured it out. We can go home. Go home, America. One of us has figured it out. Our greatest problem. I had a great trip watching Have a Good Trip, Adventures in Psychedelics. Whoa! So use that for the tagline, bro. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just blew my mind. I think this is a very niche-y thing that, like I said, has one goal, and that's to people who've already on the verge of or have decided they want to do psychedelics. This is a psychedelic adventurer's primer for your first time, or for those who remember this sort of thing and kind of like to see pleasantly detailed and not like demonizing horror stories about it. And I've seen a lot of documentaries, and you're right, Jen, a lot of them are definitely more on the trying to be educational. And those are out there, and I've enjoyed watching those, but I'm kind of glad this wasn't just going to show me all that stuff again. I've never seen one that took the tact of here are do's and don'ts for when you're tripping, of ways to enjoy it more. I've never seen a documentary do that before, except in the most, you know, obvious of ways. The same ways they do it when they have someone go, "Hey man, are you okay?" You know, just really like jokey advice. And this was actually kind of being serious with its advice. And I liked that. I thought that was cool. I like seeing all these celebrities sort of normalize what is generally a pretty safe drug, as long as you have guidance around you.
Yeah.
And going, it's okay. It can be really good. Rosie Perez telling her story of like how this actually changed her in a fundamental way of realize how badly she got fucked up by all the Catholic guilt in her life and going on the path to healing. She credits her LSD trip with being the thing that set her on that path. So it is really interesting. It's also slight. It's definitely here to be entertaining to watch, just like lots of very goofy. It flies by very quickly. It's not going to be everybody's sort of thing, certainly, but it was for me. I'm gonna give it 8.5 out of 10. Bill paraphrased Bill Hicks quotes, said quote that they paraphrased. I don't know why they didn't just play his quote, which is like my favorite line ever from him. He goes, "You know, not all drugs are good. Some are great."
Yes. Yeah. It's a smart man. I think I should start meditating to him instead of Deepak. This guy seems more legit.
Fuck that guy. Jeez.
I approve.